Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when this great nation faces a great and profound choice. What do we do about the ongoing war in Ukraine? You could say, well, it's been a Ukrainian tide that has been sweeping away some of the Russian conquests previously in the war. But last night, Vladimir Putin was fairly explicit in saying that he's going to go ahead. He's going to have these referenda that are scheduled in different corners of the Ukraine. And when the rigged votes are finally counted, then there will be little pieces of a sovereign country that are joined to Mother Russia. And then he says that if there's any attempt by either Ukraine or any of Ukraine's allies to then liberate those pieces of Ukraine that have been taken over, well, the results will be they will use every means available to them. And then he added the term in Russian, "I'm not bluffing." Does this mean a threat of nuclear war? There is a piece called Putin is Cornered, and there are other voices that say he's most dangerous when he's cornered. It's a pleasure to speak to Elliot Cohen again. He is a contributing writer at The Atlantic. He was a counselor to the Department of State under the Obama administration. He is a professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. Dr. Cohen, thank you very much for joining us. Do you think that in his speech last night, Putin was referring to the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons?
First, great to be with you. Just one little correction. I was the counselor of the Department of State in the George W. Bush administration, not the Obama administration.
Thank you. Much better. Thanks. Go ahead.
The Obama administration would not have had any interest in me, I assure you. he was clearly overtly referring to the use of nuclear weapons, although, you know, my view is anytime somebody issues a nuclear threat, you obviously have to take it seriously on the one hand. On the other hand, whenever somebody says, "and I'm not bluffing," that's usually a pretty good indication that they're bluffing. it's on the one hand true that the Russians do think about nuclear weapons a bit differently than we do, but I think, they don't want to die either. They don't really have good targets for nuclear weapons, and I think that not just Putin, but the whole system there understands you begin slinging nuclear weapons around, even in a demonstration shot over the Black Sea or something, you have really changed the world, and in a way that won't benefit you in the long run. I think what the speech really represents is a Putin that has figured out that they're losing, and who is kind of struggling to find a way out, and it's really not easy for him. So, instead you get this kind of scare talk, because I'll just stop with this. If there's one thing I think he's learned, it's very easy to read what Western decision makers, particularly some in the Biden administration, are afraid of. So guess what? They play that right back at him. One of the things I say in the Atlantic piece is if the president announced that we're really afraid that we have to prevent the Russians at all costs from painting all their tanks neon yellow, you can be sure that the next day there'd be a parade of 100 tanks in Red Square with big barrels of neon yellow paint and Vladimir Putin threatening to paint all the tanks that color. So some of this we bring upon ourselves, I believe.
Okay, in terms of basically people wouldn't die from tanks painted yellow. There could be who do you think or who does expert opinion at places like the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies? Who would Putin even conceivably target if he wanted to prove that he wasn't bluffing? Do you think
so? I mean, that's really the point. There's no good military target that they couldn't strike by some other means. I don't think even he is at the stage yet where he wants to simply begin leveling cities. Their doctrine does call for, on occasion, if circumstances require it, a demonstration shot. So like an airburst over the Black Sea or in some uninhabited area. But even that, you know, it's crossing a major threshold. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. It could happen. But I don't think that we should all, really be convinced that they're going to do it, because I think at the end of the day, I think the chances are, they're real, but they're certainly less than 50-50 that they're going to do something like that.
So basically what you're talking about, and your piece is fascinating, because you talk about the tremendous advantage we have, and by we I mean the civilized world, with superior weaponry. Is the technology is much better. One of the things that has been demonstrated by this war so far is how overrated and overestimated the Russian military was, not just in terms of the fighting men, but in terms of the tools that they have to try to advance their cause. You suggest that some of the countries that have been holding back a little bit, like Germany, should come forward and give Ukraine an even greater, more substantial rearmament so they can pursue their offensives. Is there a danger in provoking Putin?
So, look, there is danger in whatever we do. To my mind, the greater danger is if Putin somehow gets away with having attempted to destroy another country and occupy large parts of it and commit quite war crimes of a kind we haven't really seen in some respects since World War II. That's more dangerous. So there are no non-dangerous options. I would also say that the weapons are extremely important, and I'll say a bit about that in a moment, but the key to Ukrainian success has been not only Ukrainian courage, but Ukrainian skill. I mean, one of the things we've learned is, when it comes to modern warfare, the Ukrainians are in many ways the masters of all of us, because they've engaged in it in a way in which we haven't. So I think you got to establish that first. A lot of, some countries have really been extraordinarily generous and forward-leaning. The Poles have sent more than a third of their entire tank force to Ukraine. And that's not just generosity. It's good strategic judgment. Better to fight the Russians in Ukraine than have to fight them on the borders of Poland. Other countries have done that. And the Germans, in some respects, have been forthcoming. But what they're not willing to do is give them, say, one of the things that the Ukrainians need right now is tanks. Right. Germans have a lot of mothballed tanks, and they could easily give several hundred to the Ukrainians. We have been, to my mind, much too reluctant to give the Ukrainians the kind of long-range missiles, ATACMs, which would really allow them to go after Russian logistics throughout the whole area of occupied Ukraine. So it's partly our problem, too.
Okay, when we come back with Professor Elliot A. Cohen, former counselor to the Department of State in the George W. Bush administration, he's the author most recently of The Big Stick, The Limits of Soft Power and the Necessity of Military Force. We will be right back with Professor Cohen coming up on The MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honor to be speaking to Elliot A. Cohen, who is a professor at the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. He is also the author, most recently, of The Big Stick, The Limits of Soft Power and the Necessity of Military Force. You recently met President Zelensky of Ukraine, and I wanted to ask if meeting him and actually seeing him up close in any way changed your perspective about the nature of this confrontation between these two warring powers?
I would say, if anything, it reinforced my confidence that the Ukrainians are going to do well. You know, in person, I found him relaxed, optimistic, very determined, not cocky at all, even though they've had some quite extraordinary military successes. And you could tell, you know, the people who were with him and other people that we spoke with later, there's just a tremendous sense of unity. They're prudent. They're not, they're not wild men. They understand the nature of the enemy that they're up against. And they know that they're in a fight for their country's survival, even indeed their personal survival. You know, I'm not going to go into any detail on it, but we met him in the presidential palace, and you could just see that place is ready to handle a siege if they had to. I mean, they're very, very serious people. So I would also say he looked well rested and he looked fit. You know,
yes.
I've seen political leaders in wartime, and there's probably nothing that's more draining and stressful than that. And he looked very good.
Yes, you say in your column, which is entitled "Putin is Cornered," President Volodymyr Zelensky is playing the role of a Ukrainian Churchill, minus some of the fantastical notions, and with an infinitely better workout regimen.
You're not going to get a greater admirer of Churchill than I am. One of the things that's quite extraordinary about Churchill is he didn't particularly feel the need for exercise, and yet he was actually in remarkably good health through, not through all of the war, but through much of it. I think that had to do with taking a nap every day and occasionally having a glass of Chablis with breakfast.
Right, and I think bourbon was also a favorite of Sir Winston, wasn't it?
He drank scotch. He drank Johnny Walker Red, but pretty heavily diluted. So he was not, you know, people sometimes made him out to be a roaring alcoholic. I mean, he may very well have had one too many on an occasion, but he wouldn't just have like a scotch on the rocks or something like that. It would be a splash of scotch and an awful lot of water.
People are now saying, and this is fairly serious observers. Tom Friedman had a piece about this today that it really is conceivable that Putin could fall from power, not necessarily in a mass uprising, but in some sort of palace coup. Do you share that hope?
Oh, it's a hope, but I think it's more importantly, I think it's a reasonable prediction. First, traditionally in Russia, when war goes badly, there is tremendous political upheaval, and that was true after the Crimean War, after the Russo-Japanese War, World War One, the Afghan War. So that's entirely possible. But you know, Putin has found himself launching a disastrous and profoundly unsuccessful war. He's getting squeezed between people who clearly don't want to go off to fight. And you saw these demonstrations today in St. Petersburg and Moscow on the one hand. And then on the other hand, you have the real right-wing crazies who basically want to wage a genocidal war. And he may be sympathetic to that, but I think understands you can't. So he's really, I think, in many ways caught. And it's, you know, I have to say that I would tend to expect that he will fall, and sooner rather than later. The only thing is, neither he nor anybody else knows exactly how, and it's not clear that he'll be replaced by something much better, or if indeed he'll be replaced by a stable government at all. I mean, I can imagine that within a year or two we'll have a pretty chaotic Russia, and that's not entirely reassuring.
And a pretty chaotic Russia with the war resolved. How? The Tom Friedman piece that I mentioned basically says that there are basically only three alternatives. You suggest in your piece that there really are two alternatives for the United States. And you talk about finishing the job. What does that mean for the U.S. and our allies?
Well, it's clear what it means for the Ukrainians, and that is recovering all of their territory that was lost before 2014, and that includes Donbass in the east and the Crimean Peninsula in the south. I used not to think that Crimea was doable. I wasn't even sure about Donbass. You know, I initially thought that they'd be more likely to get back up to the line of contact of when this phase of the war began on February 24th of this year. I'm now increasingly of a mind to think that they can actually get it all. The Russian army is a terrible army. You can see units cracking. It'll take a while. I mean, I'm not trying to suggest that this will be a cakewalk, because it won't. It's going to be a bloody struggle. But I think there's a good chance that the Ukrainians will restore their pre-2014 border. And, you know, that's fair, because we don't recognize the areas that the Russians have taken as part of Russia. But we'll see. I mean, it's a war, so it's unpredictable.
Should Russia maintain its position as a permanent member of the Security Council of the United Nations?
Would I like to see them off it? Yeah, but is there any chance that that a change like that could be made? I don't really think so. It's just, the attempts to reform the Security Council system, I think, have all failed. They're all bound to fail. There are too many vested interests. So, I just think we have to live with them there. And they are a large state with nuclear weapons, so you have that.
Right. Well, then again, so is Pakistan, not quite as large and certainly not as many nuclear weapons. Elliot Cohen, our guest, his piece is must reading just to understand some of the crucial nature of the arms that we are sending to Ukraine in actually winning and ending this war. And may it only end in victory. Putin is Cornered is the name of the piece. It is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. A crucial vote in the House of Representatives, and a very, very good one, just took place. Vote on what? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, losing sleep on a regular basis could increase the risk of heart disease. A new study in the Journal of Experimental Medicine shows that cutting sleep short could harm immune stem cells, which increases risk of inflammatory disorders. On the news that the Fed is hiking interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, the Dow lost over 500 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned breaking news. The House just voted to pass the Electoral Reform Bill. This actually replaces one of the dumbest pieces of legislation ever adopted by the United States Congress, which was the Electoral Count Act of 1887. And that was the act that allowed President Trump to argue that Vice President Pence was actually able to override the election, not because the electoral count said anything about that, but because the electoral count didn't rule it out. This new reform bill would rule it out, would make it clear that no, it is not a good system to allow the sitting vice president, who is often going to be a candidate for re-election, to try to override the results of an election that has been certified in state after state after state. Here is what the remarkable thing is about this bill, which is completely necessary. I think that there should be unanimity, right? Is there anyone who thinks that what happened on January 6th was a good thing? Any show of hands? Caller who wants to say it was a good thing? The bill to replace the Electoral Count Act passed on a 229-203 vote. And there were, it says in the story from Associated Press, that there were only 9 Republicans in the House who broke ranks and joined the Democrats in supporting the measure. In other words, the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the House voted against the Presidential Election Reform Act, which was co-sponsored in the House by Liz Cheney, a Republican of Wyoming, in some of her last weeks in the House of Representatives, and Zoe Lofgren of California, Democrat, to both members of the 9/11 committee. What is fascinating to me is I'm trying to imagine what is it that would cause anyone to vote against this act. And one of the things that it does is it makes it much harder to question the validity of a slate of electors that have been certified in a given state. In other words, right now, and this is part of what happened, you can question and then debate and have a vote of the full Congress on whether you're accepting a delegation that has been duly elected. Right now, you can challenge that delegation with just one senator and one member of the House from any given state. And that's what happened regarding the two states they finally voted on January 6th and voted overwhelmingly, though not overwhelmingly enough, to say, no, of course they're certified votes. They've been counted. There have been legal proceedings. And basically what it does in its very nature is to leave the question to the courts, not a committee of Congress, not the Congress itself, because one of the things that they, and it's in the Federalist Papers, it's one of the clear intentions of both the Constitution and the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, which is the basis for how we conduct our elections now. They did not want an imitation of the British Parliament, where the members of Parliament elect the Prime Minister. They did not a situation where the Congress, which is a different branch of government, gets to control who is going to win as president. Because if that's the case, then the whole idea of a check and a balance of a president whose power is going to be limited by Congress, and a Congress whose power is going to be limited by the president, and yes, by the courts, that whole checks and balance thing falls apart. It's possible that there are some Republicans who voted against the act because of it states in the act itself. It says that one of the reasons they are passing the act is to avoid a repetition of January 6th. But really, should Republicans take a position in favor of repeating January 6th? Let us hope that the act proceeds to agreement between the differences in the House and the Senate version, and then to be signed into law by the President of the United States prior to the next presidential election. Okay, meanwhile, there is a new poll, which I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, that shows that Ron DeSantis is now leading Donald Trump in a hypothetical Florida primary. And what's striking about it is not the margin that he's winning by, which is comfortable. It's the change. Right now, in DeSantis leads Trump 48-40, 48% to 40%. So it's a comfortable lead. But back in January, and that's January of this year, not January of 2021, January of this year, it was much closer when Trump led DeSantis by 7 points. So, in other words, it's a shift of 15 points in DeSantis' direction. Now, before people who are big Ron DeSantis fans get too excited, this is not true nationally. This is Florida, where it is Ron DeSantis' home state, obviously. And it doesn't mean, says the director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, which together with USA Today sponsored this poll, says this doesn't necessarily mean DeSantis would lead in any other GOP primary state. In fact, nationally, in a Politico Morning Consult poll that's also released today, 52% of the Republicans said they would vote for Trump if the GOP primary were being held today, and only 19% would say the same for DeSantis. You have to question, because there's also another new poll that shows a majority, just over 50% of people in the country, which has to include a whole bunch of Republicans, if you're getting over 50% of everybody, believe that Trump should be prosecuted for the classified papers scandal and the conflict with the Justice Department. And that is an indication that there is a lot less diehard sympathy for the former president, and a lot less basically passionate desire to restore him to office than there was a couple of months ago. And could that be part of the impact of the January 6th commission and the whole question of how he has handled this matter of documents? His recent statement that the American people wouldn't stand for him being indicted when there are so many different pending indictments. There's a lot going on. There's also some mixed news for Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate and for governorships. Good news for Ron Johnson, who is leading now by more than other polls have reported. An Emerson College poll, Ron Johnson, running for re-election in the state of Wisconsin, is running ahead of Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, 48-44%. That's important for Republicans. And Ted Budd in North Carolina, Republican, is leading the former state Supreme Court Chief Justice, Democratic candidate, 46-43. We will be right back with separating sports by sex. Is that natural and sane, or somehow discriminatory? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, some bad news for Republicans in Arizona, where the Senate Leadership Fund, which is an outside group affiliated with Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, is canceling $9.6 million in television ads for the Arizona Senate race. They say they are confident that other outside conservative groups will make up much of the difference. Now, why would they be canceling? Could it have something to do with the fact that it's basically Mitch McConnell who controls this money and Blake Masterson, who is the Republican nominee for Senate in Arizona, just said he doesn't think he's going to support Mitch McConnell to continue as majority leader or to return as majority leader? Could it have something to do with that? And by the way, this is dramatic. The Blake Masters campaign, which is broke, which is interesting because it was supported so generously by Peter Thiel in the primary. But Blake Masters is losing to the incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly by a margin of 47% to 35%, with 12% fairly high undecided. Still, looks like a tough race and a crucial Senate race for hopes of a renewed Republican majority. And speaking of a losing proposition, I understand that it's certainly fun to talk about, but the idea that separating sports by sex doesn't make sense. This is a piece by a young writer named Maggie Mertens that appeared in Atlantic. It was given a great deal of space. And it focuses, as an example, on Shira Mandalsis, who was a junior at Riverdale Country School in the Bronx. And Mandalsis was actually on the football team. And despite her experience, where she played on the football team together with boys, Maggie Mertens writes that people still view sports as a perfectly reasonable venue in which to enforce exclusion on the basis of sex. School typically sex segregated. In America, some of them have even come to be seen as either traditionally for boys or traditionally for girls. Think football, wrestling, field hockey, volleyball. However, it's becoming more common for those lines to blur, especially as Gen Xers or Gen Zers are more likely than members of previous generations to reject a strict binary. And she writes that decades of research have shown that sex is far more complex than we may think, and though sex differences in sports show advantages for men, researchers today still don't know how much of this to attribute to biological differences versus the lack of support provided to women athletics to reach their highest potential. Oh, please. I mean, first of all, we have Title IX of the Civil Rights Bill, which requires universities to spend equal money on female athletics as on male athletics. And one of the things that this argument seems to make is that the mere fact that men are heavier and larger, that this would not have an impact in football. And again, even if you talk about track and field and basic running and speed and the ability to jump high, or to, the idea that track and field, how many gold, how many bronze medalists would there be if men competed against women in swimming or in track or in anything? And the notion that you basically are so obliged to try to erase the very fundamental distinction between male and female, the idea that you are so committed to doing that, that you're suggesting that you have boys playing field hockey, which is predominantly for women. And by the way, what would this do to the popularity of volleyball in the Olympics? Volleyball, because of the fact that particularly women's volleyball, which is segregated, that's a very popular sport. And by the way, and people love the WNBA, and congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces for actually winning the championship. It's supposed to be a very fine team. The idea that you would improve anything by inserting men into women's teams and women into men's teams is truly bizarre. Some young people seem intent, she writes, on challenging the binary sports system. All of a sudden, binary is a dirty word. In 2018, according to data from the National Federation of State High School Associations, 2,404 girls played high school tackle football, up from fewer than 1,000 in 2008. Do you really believe that? That there are 2,404 girls in the United States who play tackle football? And does that mean they have any playing time? Or, I mean, it seems to me that this is a misguided article. We've invited the author, Maggie Mertens, to come and talk about it on the show, but that hasn't happened. Not yet, but it may. Coming up, there's a film that is a very much divided reviewers, and it's a film about a real-life story involving twins who grew up as part of the only black family in a village in Wales, and the twins didn't speak. And there was an assumption on the part of their teachers that they were disabled, that they weren't able to speak, but they spoke a lot to each other and wrote some amazing things and invented their own language, but ended up in a great deal of difficulty. The movie is called The Silent Twins. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Real-life identical twins June and Jennifer Gibbons refuse to communicate with anyone except each other, and their dark, horrifying story has become the focus of a new movie, The Silent Twins, playing now in theaters.
We will move the girls into special education.
They shall be institutionalized indefinitely.
It's brought a new awakening in me. It's like God gave me a chance to prove who I really am.
Rising young stars Letitia Wright and Tamara Lawrence are both outstanding in the lead roles, and Polish director Agnieszka Smoczynska, making her English language debut, takes you inside the lurid, nightmarish view of the girls' imagination. Rated R for disturbing scenes of violence and brutal sexuality. The film is artful and thought-provoking, but something of an ordeal to watch. 2.5 stars for The Silent Twins. And, yes, it is a very much an R-rated film and a very sad story. If you're looking for that, then consider The Silent Twins. Meanwhile, an NBA player has said he wants to call out what he considers one of the biggest violations in human rights in all history. What is that violation? We'll tell you next time. Also, people are very worried with all the development of artificial intelligence and robotics. Will machines take over? We'll talk to some of the leading lights on research about artificial intelligence, about whether that is a genuine and appropriate fear. And speaking of fears, there's a column in Bloomberg that says that in order to fix the economy, the Federal Reserve should absolutely be willing to cause a recession. Okay, so how bad would it be? And what would it mean to you and me? We'll talk about that next time, Thursday, on the MedVed Show. We'll also talk about the brand new official theme song for the Space Force. Remember the Space Force, the new branch of the military created under the Trump administration? It now has an official song. And no, it's not a pre-existing song like Rocket Man or Space Oddity. We will also talk about a proposal by the National Transportation Safety Board recommending that all new vehicles in the U.S. must be equipped with blood alcohol monitoring to stop an intoxicated person from driving. Good idea? Worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth? Question mark.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.